Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, in the UK, the NHS has announced the rollout of an improved stop smoking pill. They say it could help tens of thousands of people quit smoking for good. It's called VarenaClean. It's said to work as well as vapes and be more effective than nicotine replacement gum or patches. Well, to tell us more about the drug and to talk about the potential it might have here in Ireland, I'm joined by Professor Marcus Kennedy, consultant respiratory physician at Cork University Hospital and president of the Irish Thoracic Society. Professor Kennedy, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
What is this thing, this pill?
So this is actually, although the press release is that it's a new pill or new drug, it has been available in the past since about 2006. So some of our callers might be aware of Champix. That was the original drug name released by Pfizer in 2006. And lots of our patients were on it through the years. However, in summer around 2021, there was a concern that some medications, including this medication and other medications for other disorders, may have unacceptable level of nitrosamine, which may be associated with tumours or cancers. So the drug was stopped, taken off the market. Then the companies obviously worked on displaying and showing that the levels of this were not over the limits required in countries, and once the drug was again released by a different company, now Teva, and it now has been approved again for smoking cessation in the UK.
So this is the generic version of Champix, which was out in the early 2000s, and it's been cleaned up now, and it's back on the market.
Exactly. And there would have been, you know, it was questioned whether it had this level. So I wouldn't have patients worry when they took Champix in the past that it was never actually proven.
OK, so what does it do? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's what we call a partial nicotine agonist. That means it basically sits on those nicotine receptors that are the addictive receptors in the brain, blocks those, and just gives a small amount of the psychological effects that nicotine would, which can obviously increase the mood, and it's addictive. So it blocks the receptors. It itself is not addictive and therefore would help patients stop smoking.
So if somebody were on this drug and if they were smoking, what would that feel like? Would they just not be getting the hit from the nicotine that they normally would?
Exactly. They wouldn't be getting the hit. That therefore would break that addiction cycle and therefore help people give up smoking. So it's important to state again, Claire, that it is very, very hard to stop smoking. So once you make that step to decide to stop smoking, you should tap yourself on the back. As Mark Twain says, it's easy to give up cigarettes. I've done it 1,000 times. So just because you fail, don't be negative about it. Give it another go. And there is help through quit.ie. You should go online, and there are free nicotine packs available actually for nicotine replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard, is this drug being considered for use here?
Yeah, it's actually licensed here in Ireland again, so it's back through the HPRA, which is our regulation. There is no supply coming into Ireland or the UK as yet. It's, as I said, generic. There's only one company making it at the moment. Maybe other companies will start, because it's now over 8 years since it was initially released. So the pharmacists are know that it's licensed, and the availability and supply, I believe, will start around December 2024.
Right, because obviously, like, if the NHS have decided to roll it out under their scheme, they're going to put significant money behind this. So there's a belief there, at least, that it's going to help an awful lot of people and ultimately save the NHS lots of money.
Yeah, so the NHS, just looking at the releases, so the NHS believes that every pound that they spend on this drug will save up to £2 in the long term. Yes. Now, I would say that the data so far, it's similar to dual nicotine replacement therapy. So that doesn't mean the patch alone, but the patch and something else. So that's the kind of strategy that we would take with our patients. Patch and either chewing gum or the spray under your tongue or the Nicorette inhaler. And they are all available through the chemist. And as I said, you can get a free pack through quit.ie.
So that method, the dual method, is that going to be as effective as this new medicine, would you say?
Absolutely. The evidence would suggest that both this new medicine or varenicline and dual therapy have similar efficacy as regards get people off cigarettes.
Okay, but do you think and expect and hope that this pill might become available in a more mainstream way here in Ireland once it comes into the market?
Absolutely. I think once it comes back into the market in December 2024, there is a push again to get it on the medical card, but also will come in under the €80 a month cap for people that do not have a medical card.
Now, I said at the beginning that it's believed it works as well as vapes, this varenicline. Do you agree with that? And how do you feel about vapes?
Yeah, so there's I was looking up the evidence on this, and it's thought it may be more beneficial. However, there's not really much evidence yet. So vapes are not approved in Ireland. There's never been good evidence that they really stop people smoking. So as you know, there's new regulation in Ireland around vapes, so the disposable vapes are going to be gone. The advertising, which as you know, if you walk by a vape shop, you see the bright colours and so on and so forth, you'd think that it is an ice cream shop with all the bright colours, pinks and yellows. So the marketing is going to be reduced as regards these. The age limit, as you know, is going to be 18 for purchasing vapes in Ireland. So, again, never been proven to be effective in helping people stop smoking. Now, if you ask any respiratory physician or any GP in Ireland, would they rather their patients smoking cigarettes or vaping? They probably would say vaping, because obviously there's the smoking contains tobacco, vape and nicotine, but other chemicals as well. Now, the WHO have released a statement last year saying the evidence that's shown there are side effects related to vaping is increasing. Unfortunately, now, lots of our kids are really starting vaping. So between 11 and 18, there's up to 16 to 20%. And the UK are now suggesting that up in 30% of people between 20 and 50 are now vaping. So kids are vaping a lot more. Nicotine in general is damaging to a child's developing brain. They're highly addictive as well. So really addictive. So if you start smoking these, it's hard to give them up. And a lot of people are using electronic cigarettes and smoking cigarettes, unfortunately, at the same time. So the bottom line, Ireland, we don't approve them. Nicotine replacement therapy, and now this varenicline coming back in the market again, in parallel to counselling, which you will get from quit.ie.
Mm-hmm. That's very high, that figure of 16 to 20% of children over the age
yes.
of 11 vaping. I'm just wondering, is there an advantage with varenicline, the fact that the people taking it are not taking nicotine? So with vaping or with nicotine replacement therapy, they're still getting the nicotine. With this medicine, they're not.
So with vaping, the nicotine goes into the lungs, which is detrimental to the lungs. With the nicotine replacement therapy, even the spray and the Nicorette inhalator, we call it, that doesn't go in the lungs. That gets absorbed in the mouth. So the evidence, however, suggests that the dual therapy versus varenicline, similar smoking cessation rates.
But you still want people to come off the nicotine at the end of the process, right?
Yes. Now, long term, I would rather, and I have some patients that are on nicotine chewing gum for years and years and years. Nicotine itself, in general, is safe. If you use a lot of it, it would increase your blood pressure. You've got to be careful with the vaping, that children don't get the little canisters of nicotine and drink them, because that's highly toxic to a kid. In general, nicotine can increase your blood pressure. It can cause nausea. But again, you know, the target would be for sure to get people off nicotine replacement therapy. However, I have no problem with my patients staying on that for years and years.
Mm-hmm, if the alternative is lighting up.
Absolutely.
I have a listener here, Marcus, who says, I'm 10 years off smoking this month. I'm 40 now. I smoked 30 a day in my 20s and 30s. Champix was available in Australia and I got it for free when living there. And they say, in their experience, that it's a godsend.
Yeah, so agreed. The lots of people have been on Champix. It does work. There is a side effect of nausea, but that does settle down. Also, some people can get bad dreams. It's advised to take it earlier during the day with that. But in general, I agree. You know, it has helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And the cessation rate at about 3 months is 50%, 6 months, 25%. That's far better than giving up cold turkey, which is less than 10%.
So can we say, just to finish, that for people interested in this medication, Varenicline, that you expect that it will be available in Ireland towards the end of this year, maybe next year?
Yeah, licensed in Ireland already, approved. Supply will come in the end of the year, more than likely on the medical card and under the drug payment scheme at that point.
Marcus, thank you so much. That's Professor Marcus Kennedy there, who's president of the Irish Thoracic Society. Now, more and more of our school children, we know, are getting the hot lunches, but how do the meals compare to those served in the places like France, in Belgium and the UK? Well, we're going to find out after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.